The more one examines the issues in halacha, the more one traces background from many elements of halacha, the more one is literally in front of a phantasmagoria, a spectacular presentation how the halacha emerges from the sources. So last evening we spoke about when we begin to say Mashiv HaRuach, when we begin to say Merit HaTal, Mashiv HaRuach, we noted the Mishnah Berurah, the Simen Kuf Yudal, the Sifkot and Beis, noted that really we should have begun at the very outset, at the beginning of the Chag, because the Mishnah writes in Rosh Hashanah, Tezayin and Aleph, that the Chag Nidot Malamayim, but since rain in the course of Yom Tov of Sukkot is a Simen Klala, therefore we don't mention it until the end of the Shivas Yimei Yeshiva B'Sukkah. And really we should have mentioned it Ma'ariv of Leil Shmini Atzeres, but again, Shabura notes that often the entire tzibur is not found in the shul till the morning, so we wait till the morning. And again, we might have mentioned it as well in the morning, in Shachris, that would have been appropriate. But because of the issue of a hefsek, it's Michas Gul L'Tfilah, therefore we wait till Musaf. And we said there are two different minhagim. There's one minhag that Rabbi Briggs, your father, the Shlita, is certainly aware of in Chutz Aretz. I think that's the prevailing minhag, if I recall correctly, that Tfilas Geshem is part of the Chazara Sashatz. That's when the Achrozah takes place, before Musaf, to say Mashiv Ruach HaMerit HaGeshem. And here in Eretz Yisrael, Tfilas HaGeshem is recited before Musaf. And that's the Achrozah. We also spoke about Merit HaTal, which is recited starting from the first day of Pesach. And again, there are two minhagim. And these two minhagim, we indicated, are really dependent upon the machlokas to Mechab and Ramah. Whether you say Merit HaTal in the summertime, in the Bracha Mechayim Meisim, the position of the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, is that one says Merit HaTal in the summer in place of Mashiv Ruach HaMerit HaGeshem. That's the meaning in Eretz Yisrael, almost universally held here. And in Chutz Aretz, Chassidim followed that practice. And the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon in Chutz Aretz also followed that practice. And certain yeshivas, it's well known, that's what they do. Chaim Berlin, a few other yeshivas. But Shenkin, the Ramos says, we don't mention anything in the summer. You simply say, Mechayim Eisim Atar Rav Le'oshia, Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. You have to ask Rabbi Briggs, your father, Shlita, what they do over there in New Rochelle. I assume they follow the Ramah, I imagine. That would be the practice. They don't say Merit HaTal unless you have some Chassidim, or Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon over there in the New Rochelle. And we indicated that that is really the basis for these two minhagim. We also spoke about the question of a person saying many, many times, 90 times, Mashiv Ruach HaMerit HaGeshem is a subject of machlokes among the Gedolei Rishonim, whether it works or not, based on the Gemara Bava Kama. And we discussed a chakira of Rav Shimon Shkop Zatzal regarding this question: how you define Ashura Amuad? Does it mean that there's a change in the very teva of this shore, that it now becomes a shore that has a propensity to gore, becomes a shore of Nachon? In reality, he always was a shore Nachon, thus we were not aware of it. And we said that this would be perhaps the question whether one could go ahead and recite the Mashiv Ruach 90 times, and would that be helpful or not? We also discussed the question of whether we say with the Kamatz or with the Segel. My Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal said a whole shiur on this topic, and he felt the Segel, namely Mashiv Ruach Merit HaGeshem, is the more correct Nusach, and many other Dolim felt that way, because it's all one Hemshech. Mishnah writes already Masechet Brachas, so the Gemara in Tainus as well, Maskirin Gevuras Keshamim, it's all one continuum of Gevuras Keshamim, B'tchias HaMesim, and therefore the Segel, namely Mashiv Ruach HaMerit HaGeshem, would seem to be more appropriate. However, there's a tshuva of Hagdoyin HaMashav Feinstein Tzatzal, and he indicated that he felt the Kamatz was the better option. So there are two deos, obviously, two opinions in Kol Yisrael, what to do. I'm going to continue this evening discussing this issue of Mashiv Ruach. There's a lot here. I'll just, again, by way of opening up with Divrei Agada, the Sabri Sa'ozen, is a famous Rashi in this week's Parsha. A well-known Rashi, a beautiful Rashi. The Torah tells us that when did rainfall begin? So Rashi has a comment. Lohim tir Hashem Elokim al haaretz. Rainfall had not yet begun. Why not? So the pasuk goes on to say, Be'odam ayin la'avodes ha'adama, says Rashi. Because there was no other Rishon was not present. There was no one to be makir, no one to express gratitude to Hashem Yisbarach for the beneficence, for the benefaction of having shomim. And this is really a remarkable Rashi. We mentioned last night as well in the preamble that in other countries in the world, Egypt was the example that the Torah uses in Sefer Midvarim, that there's a fundamental distinction between Egypt, which is sustained by the Nile, Ashenki and Eretz Israel is sustained by Shomim, and there are many psukim that we cited last night. So Eretz Israel, of course, is purely Yad Hashem, and Shomim is the reflection of that unbelievable Hashkocha of Hashem Yisbarach. And you read us Shomim, Chazal point out, the Gemara in Tainus, that it's the only item that is not dependent upon Teva HaBriya, it's completely contingent upon our behavior. That's how the psukim that we cited last night, the most notable being the psukim in Kriyat Shema, so then the Torah speaks about a shefa, a bracha that Klal Yisrael mizochet to Eretz Yisrael, but Chas V'Shalom, as the pasuk indicates in the middle of Kriyat Shema, we don't follow the Darkei Hashem, so here we have a direct connection between Rashi and Bereshis and the idea of Masheh Ruach Gemara Dagesh. So we mentioned a moment ago a din in Shulchan Aruch, which happens to be here in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet Sif Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. It tells you that even though the Mishnayos beginning of Tainus, that based on the Manal, the first Mishnah, tells us in Machlokes Tanoim, when we mention Gevuras Keshomim, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Ve'emasai Maskirin Gevuras Keshomim. When do we mention the strength of Keshomim of rain? One opinion of Abelazah says we mentioned it at the very outset of the Chag, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Rabbi Yeshua says Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag at the end. So there's the back and forth that the Mishnah Berurah essentially alludes to here in Sipkat Beis. The very beginning of Kuf Yud Aleph, back and forth dialogue, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Elazar, since Shomim is a sign of a curse, why would we mention it at the very beginning of Yom Tov? And Rabbi Elazar said, Afani lo amarti lishol elo lahaskir, mashi baruch amarit ageshim ba'onosa. A very significant statement, a statement that's saturated with tremendous lumpus. Namely, Rabbi Elazar says, I never suggested lishol, loshen she'ela, the verb meaning to ask, to a supplication, but rather lahaskir. I simply indicated that one has to mention, one has to insert this interpolation, this insertion. Lahaskir is loshen shevach, as opposed to she'ela. So the response of Rabbi Yeshua was, okay, the olam yehi maskir. Means they argue, where does Hatzkara begin? Does it begin in the beginning of Yom Tov of Sukkos? Or does it begin in Shmini Atzeres? We pass on Gabi Yeshua. It begins in Shmini Atzeres, as we mentioned yesterday. That's the first Sif in Sif Kuf Yud Dalet. That's the Lashon of the Mechaber. Maschina Lomar Bibracha Shnia, Mashir Baruach, Yitzvilas Musaf Shay Yom Tov Achro. Now the question is, what about B'Sein Talal Matar? So B'Sein Talal Matar is also a Mishnah, Adaf Yud, and the Mishnah that tells us the following: Mishlosha b'Mar Cheshvan, on the third day of Mar Cheshvan, Shorli Misk Shabbat, we ask Hashem for rain. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'Shiva Bo. Rabbi Gamliel says, not on the third day, but rather on the seventh day. And the Mishnah goes on to explain what's the basis of his position. Chamisha Asayom Achar Achag, 15 days after Yom Tov of Sukkot has terminated. We want people to be able to come home after Aliyah L'Regel, to be able to return home safely. without being subjected to torrential downpours, without being subjected to rain that will obviously interfere with their journey. And therefore, the Gemara tells us that that's the position which Rabbi Gamliel suggested. That position, as you know, is found in Kufyat Zayin. If you have the Mishnah Berurah, you can see it actually very clearly. Mishnah Berurah tells you in Siman Kufyat Zayin. Perhaps we'll just mention one more opinion that the Gemara has over there as well. I think you can believe in the name of Hananya, that in the Golos, at Shishim Bitkufa, which we will discuss separately, what exactly that is. 60 days later, usually, if I'm not mistaken, the way they present it in Chutz Laretz, they talk about 60 days, and we're talking about 60 days in the context of the vernal equinox, which I will discuss, as I said, separately. Sometime in, if I'm not mistaken, the secular months, the month of December. We're not getting into the specifics right now. Perhaps we'll talk about that separately. So look at Kufyat Zayin. We'll see how the Mechaber quotes it. He tells you, in Sif Aleph, Birchas Hashonim Tzorech Lomaba B'Mos Hakshonim B'Sein Talamotar. Here it's going to be Mitzvah Hashem next week in Eretz Yisrael. U'maschil Lishol Motar B'Chutz Aretz B'Tzilas Arvish Yom Shishim Achat Kuvat Tishrei. But I just mentioned. And then the Mechaber continues, Eretz Yisrael, here the practice is Maschil Lishol Milel Zayin Macheshron. On the seventh day of Macheshron, the position of Rabbi Gamliel is that which we subscribe to. And we actually continue the same Talamata till the Mincha of Erev Yom Tovishon of Pesach. And from that point on, we no longer say the same Talamata. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nei, in Kufyat Zayin, Eretz Yisrael of Yishashom Tzarech Shomim. Eretz Yisrael is very much in need of rainfall. Yishashgavahu Mikol HaRotzos, Mashenkin Bagola. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah indicates we have to start earlier. We pass the Rabbi Gamliel, as I mentioned a moment ago. So now the question that arises, which already was destiny, what's the din of someone who forgets Mashiach Baruch, or someone forgets to say the same Talamata? So here in the Shulchan Aruch, you'll see in two places, look in Kufyat Daled, Sif Hei. So the Mechaber there, Paskins, the following. B'mos hakshomim, im lo amam merid hageshem machzir nalso. Person forgot to say Mashiach Baruch, in the b'mos hakshomim, he has to go back. V'hani mili shelo hiski utal. We mentioned this earlier. Yesterday shir, and the hakdama to today shir. That's only if you don't mention tal. Avlam hiski utal in machzir nalso. However, you're going to mention tal. So we said that in New Rochelle, they don't mention tal. And in Eretz Yisrael, they do mention tal. So that would be the nafkamina that the Mechaber suggests over here, between the practice in Eretz Yisrael that follows the Mechaber, Mashenk, and the Chutzars, they follow the position of the Rabbah. So that's regarding the issue of Mashiach Baruch. What about B'Sein Talamotar? So you look at Kufyat Zayin. Kufyat Zayin, which deals with the dinam of B'Sein Talamotar. So here, Mechaber brings in Dalit, Sif Dalit. If you don't mention the same Talamata in the winter season, namely Abol and Letova, you have to go back. Abol Mishashal Tal. Abol Imshal Mata below Tal, Ein Machzir Noso. So essentially, we pass in the halacha that if you don't mention Mashiach Baruch, or if you don't mention the same Talamata, you have to go back. However, you look in Kufyat Zayin Sif Hei, a very striking halacha is mentioned there in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch tells us, "If lo shal matar v'nisgar kodem shomei atfila, he didn't say the same talamata, but you remember before the bracha of shomei atfila." So the Mechaber says, "Ein machzir also v'shoel b'shomei atfila." You can go ahead and, even though you didn't say the same Talamata are in its proper position, in its proper place, but you remember now before Shomei Atfilah, you can insert it into Shomei Atfilah. So someone who forgets Talamata, there's an Eitzah. He has a way to correct the issue by mentioning it in Shomei Atfilah. So now the question is, what about Mashiv HaRuach? Can I go ahead, and if I forget Mashiv HaRuach, insert it into Shomer Tefillah? I think in the... I'm not such a sports aficionado, that's the understatement of the year, but from what I understand, there's something in baseball called the designated hitter. Is there such a concept? Kavshu Tomati, Nachori Apargo. So it could be Shomer Tefillah as a kind of designated hitter. It's the catch-all. If you miss in the very beginning, so then you have the opportunity to make up for it in Shomer Tefillah. But then the question is, Mashiv HaRuach. Why can I not be Mashlim Mashiv HaRuach in Shomer Tefillah? The Mishnah Berurah, he writes in Sivkot and Tezayin. He makes it pretty clear. If you have Mishnah Berurah again, you could see it inside. He writes in the Kufyu Zayin, Sivkot and Tezayin, when the Mechaber mentioned this Eitzah for Shomer Tefillah as far as Talmud Batar, but Saloma Bebicha Shemakoleinu Kolum Kiyata Shomea, Shemis Bekenis Lishabah Kolabakoshos. Shomer Tefillah is a bracha that can be utilized as a, literally a vehicle for all Bakoshos, all different types of Bakoshos in general. Yadua, that there are three options when it comes to different bakoshos that a person has in Shemoneh Esrei. Either a person could fit the particular request in the bracha that's relevant. It's a bakosha for intellectual acuity. So include that in Atachoni Ladav Das. A bakosha for refuah, include the bracha Rufaino. That's one possibility. A second possibility is in the bracha of Shemoneh Tefillah, which the Ruach calls Simkuf Yutes, where we have such a din. And the third possibility, which is probably, in many respects, the ideal, before Yila Ratzon to make free. Well, the end of Shemoneh Esrei, a person includes all the relevant bakoshas that he wants to ask Hashem for. But the Mishnah Berurah goes on here, Kufyud Zayin Simkot Tezayin, in the middle, and tells you, this only works with the same Talamota. Abel Askaras Mashiv HaRuach, Kaimel Aleil B'Simon Kufyud Dalo, Dim Shachach Ozer. There, you cannot go back. There's no tikkun for Mashiv HaRuach. There's no way to correct the situation. And he tells you the reasoning. Shum Askara Shevachu, Dein Mekoma B'Zohar Brocha, Shem Mesukenes HaVakosha. Shabruah tells you a very significant halacha, namely, that it does not belong in Shomer Tefillah. Shomer Tefillah, as you know, is incorporated in the middle section of the Shemoneh Esrei. Essentially, we have three brachas at the beginning, three brachas at the end, and then we have the brachas in the middle. So these brachas in the middle, the 13 brachas, are brachas of Bakasha. Definitely, Mishnah Berurah says, Shevach and Bakasha do not mingle, cannot coexist. Shevach does not belong in Bakasha. The same Talmud are, obviously, Chazal were masakin it in the particular bracha that it belongs. But if I neglected to say the same Talmud are there, I can include in Shomer Tefillah because I'm still within the realm of Bakasha. However, in contradistinction to Mashiv HaRuach, that is Shevach, and that cannot be inserted into the bracha of Shomer Tefillah. But once I miss it, I have to repeat the Shomer Esrei and say once again, Mashiv HaRuach HaMoreh Lageshem. The source for this is a Gemara. The Gemara bracha is not Chavtesim and Aleph. The Gemara is explicit. Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rav Asi. The Gemara says, Tov lo hiski gruas kishom b'tchias ha-meisim. If I forget to say gruas kishomim in the bracha b'tchias ha-meisim, machzir also. I have to go back. She'ela b'bichas ha-shonim. If I remember, I forget She'ela. Named the same Talamotar in the Brichas HaShonim, Ein Machzir also. The Shiach HaLa'omra, Shomer Tefillah. The Gemara there explicitly tells us that I can go ahead and be misake the omission by including it in Shomer Tefillah. So we see a fundamental distinction between Mashiv HaRuach, you have to go back, you don't mention it in the right geographic locus, Mashiv came, the same Talamotar, there I have the possibility of including it in Shomer Tefillah. So Rashi over there, and Chav Tesem and Al Rashi and Rachis, more or less tells you exactly what the Mishnah Berurah points out. The fact that it can be matched in Talamot to Shomer Tefillah, because Rashi says his Lashon is Gurus Kishamim Haskara Ba'almahi. Look how the Rishonim Asal Medayik in the language and the text of the Gemara. The Gemara was Mechali between, as I said earlier at the beginning, Haskara and Sheila. So Rashi says that Gurus Kishamim Bashavarach is Haskara Ba'alma. Haskara means it's a language of Shevach, we're praising Hashem. The Pika Barzirin also, though, you have to go back. It's not called a tefillah. So Rashi here defines what's tefillah. Tefillah means bakosha. And this Rashi is one of the many rayas that Rebbe Asalvesi Zatzal cited, that the essence, the epicenter of Shemoneh Esrei is bakosha. And then that's also, as we mentioned earlier, in the Rashi, with Tzmichas Gula L'Tefillah, we mentioned it in the Shiur yesterday. Rashi gave two explanations to Tzmichas Gula L'Tefillah. One is the juxtaposition of two prokit mitanach in Tehillim, Perak Yutes and Chof, that Yancho Hashem b'yom tzara is juxtaposed to Hashem Tzuri the Goali, and Rashi gave a second explanation based on Yerushalmi of one who wanted to go and gain entry to the king and travel a long distance, a lengthy trek, had to go through different difficulties in the course of his journey. Finally, he comes to the city, and then he comes to the palace, and the moment he's about to enter the inner throne with the king, he runs away. So Rashi explains that tefillah is undergirded by a proper seder, namely the seder being, first one has to be meratzak or ribokh or b'shir b'shevach, and then one can ask about kosher. So that Rashi also seems to imply that the key, the epicenter of Shemoneh Esrei is bakosher. I mentioned yesterday, this is Machlokes the Bava Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi contend that the ikar tefillah is shevach. The Bava is clear. Rashi also seems to support that position. Rashi here says, Yerushalmi Kishamim is askara. Therefore, you have to go back. She'eino tefillah. It's not a bakosher she'echol omer b'shomei tefillah. So Rashi says very clearly that she'eino is called tefillah, or if you will, bakosher, not askara. In other words, organically connected to Shomei Tefillah. Haskara is not connected. Haskara is Shevach. We know that belongs to the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esrei. Shevach, first three, intermediate 13, Bakosha, last three, Hodah. And Taisa is also there in Daf Chavtes, indicates that as well. Taisa actually brings a further source from the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph of Lamed Aleph in Brachas. The Gemara says over there, Shor Lodem Tzracha B'Shomei Tefillah. Person, if he has any bakoshas, any requests of Hashem, he should insert them in Shomei HaTfilah. And then Taisa goes on to delineate what bakoshas we're talking about. V'davka tzrochav, what type of bakoshas? Goshiesh lo chole b'toch beiso. Person, God forbid, has someone sick in his home, or she'etzorach sadeh umayim, or his field requires water, he needs the field to be irrigated. So Taisa says, du'um ein tefillah. That's called tefillah or sheila or kind of bakasha. However, to mention praises of Hashem and to insert them in Shomei HaTfilah, says Rashi, she'ina me'ein Shomei HaTfilah, that doesn't fit. Rashi indicates it doesn't belong there. And this idea is quoted by many, many Rishonim, came out across the board. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah sums it up right over here that we read a few moments ago. Mishnah Berurah says, cannot be mashal in the Haskara, mashal ruach, and Shomei HaTfilah, because that is exclusively devoted to the Bakosha, and Shevach has no place in the context of the intermediate brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore those brachas, especially Shomei HaTfilah, which is the, as we call it, designated hitter of sorts, Mesuka the Bakosha. It's not going to be for the purpose of Bakosha. There's a Rambam. Whenever you want to encounter difficulties, you look for a Rambam. And automatically you have difficulties, and then that usually is a springboard for further analysis. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek Yud, Halacha Dalet, Halacha Yud Dalet, so there the Rambam, according to one Nusach, apparently does not agree with this. The Rambam writes over there regarding another fascinating Halacha. Amotzei Shabbos, our practice is to include Chonin Adas, Abdullah. As a machlokes, we pass on the halacha, and Abdullah is included in the bracha of Chonin Adas. Because, as the Gemara says, Imein Das, Abdullah Minayim. This needs a lot of discussion, that statement in Chazal. If there's no Das, so then one cannot make discriminating distinctions. This is probably one of the most significant statements that Chazal have. Anyone who's, all of us in the world of Limud HaTorah, in the world of Lombus, in the world of the yeshivas, know that the primary thrust of yeshivas is to make havdalos, to make discriminating distinctions. Essentially, that's what the Rishonim do. The one who does it probably in the most dramatic kind of way is Tesis. About every Tesis in Shas. Tesis constantly will ask steerers in the two Gemaras, and then Tesis says, Yesh l'chalek, that this Gemara is talking about a specific circumstance, the other Gemara is talking about another circumstance, but essentially that's what Rishonim do. Rishonim are very into making conceptual distinctions between different areas of halacha. And they were able to, as a result of that, categorize halacha and systematize it in the most beautiful way, the most beautiful fashion. So now, that is expressed in that language, in that line. In main das, Abdullah Minayi. Someone who doesn't know how to make Abdullahs, so that person is lacking in das. And that's why the bracha of Abdullah is found in the bracha of Chonin Adas. Atta Chonin Lodam Das. And this is something which is so spectacular and so seminal and so fundamental and so basic. Even now in the world of Corona that we're living in, here again, one has to learn how to make discriminating distinctions. There's a serious medical pandemic, a serious outbreak, and even though there are obligations, religious obligations, Torah obligations, mitzvah obligations that are obviously of transcendental nature, but one has to know how to gauge that in light of the medical realities that we're living in. That requires the ability to make discriminating distinctions. So if one has das, and das comes about from Limud HaTorah, scores of years, das comes about from being mishamish, great Talmidei Chachamim, great Gedolei Yisrael, that's when one acquires das. And das also requires a fair amount of Seichel HaYosher that hopefully people cultivate in the course of time. That was just an editorial comment, but one that's relevant to the topic that I'm talking about, namely that, let's say I don't say Havdolah, Chonin Adas. Just Derech Agav, Rav Soloveitchik, Zatzal thought, the reason why the first bracha, Birchas HaShachar, someone told me last night they enjoy the sidelines more than the actual shiur itself. Okay, I hope you'll enjoy both. But Rav Soloveitchik thought that the reason why the first bracha of the Birchas HaShachar is Asher Nosol Naseh Ve'Noila. Why do we begin that way? And the answer is because this bracha tells us exactly that yisod. Just like the Sechri, the two pshatim in Sechri. The Sechri refers to the rooster, or the Sechri refers to the lathe, refers to a person's heart. That one has this inner ability to make distinction, significant fundamental distinctions between different areas. So the distinction between Yom and Laila, maybe I'll just answer that with the following comment. The Ramban writes in Bereishis, in this week's parasha, this is not included in the time frame. Rabban writes in Bereishis, he points out the following. He notes that there are really three verbs that are used to describe the Briyas HaOlam. One is Bara, one is Yotzar, and one is Asa. These are three different verbs. Bereishis, Bara Elokim. Vayibra, Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yes HaTaninim. And we have Bihi Baram, as Rashi calls so many, Behei Baram, HaGemara. Rashi has the term bara. What does the term bara mean? Ramban says bara is yesh me'ayin, ex nihilo. Namely, Hashem created, the way the Ramban presents it, it's a Greek notion, chomer hiyuli, this hyletic matter. Or the way the Ramban presents it, ba'aretz ha'isoso bavo, that in this tohu, tohu means something that people wonder, people are mishtremim, what exactly is the nature of this amorphous mass of material that's in front of me? I call it primordial cholent. Everyone knows that different cholent have different ingredients. Some people put in their cholent potatoes. Some people put in their cholent meat. Some people put rice. Some people put eggs. Some people put yam. Some people, and some of them in the United States, and they put bananas in the cholent. Wow, that was not a simple matter. But whatever the case is, cholent consists of many, many different items, and ultimately, there has to be a sorting out, a differentiation process. Almost like the Rebbeinu Shlomo is a divine physicist working in his laboratory, divine fission, and separating the different elements. And that's what went on over there. So that's Bara refers to Tohu Vavohu, says the Ramban, in this Tohu, Bohu. Everything is there, potentially, but now it has to be sorted out. All the elements had to be sorted out. So we have the word bara, which is yesh me'ayin, ex nihilo, and then ba'yitzer, yotzar, is the second verb, which of course means yesh me'yesh. Ba'yitzer Hashem elokim es ha'odom, ofer min ha'adoma, ba'yipach be'apapam nishmas chayim, ba'ati odom nefesh chaya. Yitzirga is yesh me'yesh. I now have the raw material, and now I put it together. Ribbono Shel Olam is the master craftsman. He is the balabos, he's the balabait of this dira. The way the Gemara says all over Shas, u'man kreini b'shevach kli, as a result of the artisanship, of the craftsmanship, of the uman, of the craftsman, he has kinyonim in the kli that he puts together. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is the craftsman par excellence. L'Hashem ha'aretzim lo'a, it belongs to him juridically, legally, kevel v'yir shibba, why? Ki hu al yamim yisodoh, v'yal v'horas yirenineh. Derech agav, the practice of the yeshiva belt is to say, L'Hashem ha'aretzim lo'a, on Rosh Hashanah night, after Kaddish, not before Kaddish. Shalom ha'efsek. But even though there are different minhagim, the mitzvah of Rav Kaddish, so we have to ask Rabbi Brix's father, Shlita, that what is the practice in New Michelle over there? What do you say? L'Hashem ha'aretzim lo'a, on Rosh Hashanah night, you say it before Kaddish, after Shmoneh Esreh, or after Kaddish? I don't mean to test you, Chas v'Shalom. Just asking, point of information. I don't hear, I'm sorry.
You have to unmute. Oh, unmute.
I don't remember, but we follow on scroll for sure.
Okay. So I don't, I'm not actually so on top of on scroll, I apologize. But in the older Hayeshivas, the minig is actually to say it after Kaddish. So Shalom Hesek, the same Shalom raised by the Magen Avraham, this is also when I grew up on this, but over the years it changed. Namely, let me ask you this question. This I'm sure you definitely, I don't know what Oscar does again, but I'm talking about Shia Malos Vimamaki, that as a youngster I grew up on that, after Yishtabach, and then I went to Yeshivas, and somehow that was eliminated. We can ask Rav Shlomo Weishlita, he's very familiar with what goes on in my Yeshivas. The Magen Avraham really questions that, who introduced that? Where did that come from? I don't know if Otzkrol has it. Does Otzkrol have that?
Yeah, we say it after Yishtabach.
After Yishtabach, okay. Yeah. So that's the classical approach that's generally done. But the Olam HaYeshivas are not to say it. In BTYA, it's not said. So that is a Yeshivish kind of approach. So Shabbat of a Hefsek. And there are many other such Hefsekin along the way. Okay, but just back to the interlude for a moment. This is not included, Rabbi Briggs, at the time, so don't fault me. Anyway, but Bora, Yotzar, Osa. Osa is the third verb. Osa means Makabe Patish. Asiyasuto Masuto. Once actually something's completed, that's the act of Asiya. But I believe there's a fourth verb that's relevant to our discussion here. What fourth verb is that? Abdullah, Hibdil. And we have the Gemara has an Abrim Sochim, but we say it about Say Shabbos and Abdullah. Habdil bin Kodesh Lechol bin Or the Choshim in Sil Amim. And now we're talking about that. We're talking about the issue of Abdullah. Namely, Yemein Das, Abdullah Minayin. In order to make proper Havdolos, one has to have Das, one has to have a basic level of knowledge, and that's critical. Okay, I'm going back now to the topic at hand, namely that the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Yud, Halacha Yudalit, going to the one Nusach, the Rambam says, if I don't mention Havdolos, Chanun and Das, so the Rambam writes, Mashlin Tefiloso, Vein Tzorach Lachzor. We can continue. I don't say Abdullah Tchon and Adas, you can continue, you don't have to go back. There's no need to mention it again. The Kesavishna says that's the correct Nusach, and the others have a different Nusach, also quoted by the Kesavishna, that the Nusach of the Rambam is, in Iskar Kodum Shomei Atfilo, Mavdil B'Shomei Atfilo. The person has the opportunity to make it up. Make it up when? In Shomei Atfilo. Let's say I forgot, even in Shomei Tfila, I didn't mention Havdalah and Chanan Adas. I didn't mention in Shomei Tfila. Then the Kesav Mishnah brings that you have to continue, Vein Tzorach Lachzor. And that's where the Torah apparently has such a Nusach, quoting the Rambam. So he's still quoting that Nusach in the Rambam, that Havdalah can be corrected if I don't say it in the proper place, in Atzah Chonein, and corrected in Shomei Tfila. So, even though when one examines that tefillah, Essentially, that tefillah is shevach. It's not bakosha. So if that's the case, it's shevach. How is it possibly inserted in the bracha of shomer tefillah? And if so, why is there a distinction between mashiv ruach? And now we have stated unequivocally that mashiv ruach cannot be inserted into shomer tefillah. And yet, b'sein talamato, yes. The reason for that is because that's pure bakosha. And mashiv ruach is shevach. Seemingly, Abdullah is also shevach.
You don't have to go back for a tachan and tana.
You don't go back for another reason, because we're going to say alakos. The Gemara said there were two separate.
So therefore, there's no gain or loss. There's no loss by saying it. Mashiach, okay. You're trying to get out of going back. It's not going to help. It doesn't belong there.
That's a balabata shetaris, with all due respect. I just want to, don't misunderstand me. Rav Soloveitchik said over from his grandfather, a balabas came over to him. Balabas means people like ourselves. Balabas came over to him and said, can I tell the Rebbe a balabata shesvara? So Rav Chaim said, yes, why not? All my svaras are balabatish. Everything I say is balabatish. So he presented the following chakira to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, to Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather. Namely, he said, when a person gets married, is that a one-time occurrence? Hopefully it is. Is that a one-time occurrence, or is it an ongoing kind of event? So Rav Chaim said, what do you mean, an ongoing kind of event? He said, similar to what many point out, regarding Briyas Olam, it's also relevant to this week's Pasha, that we say in the davening, HaMechadish B'chol Yom Tov Ma'aseh Bereishis. Hashem is constantly involved in the renewal of Ma'aseh Bereishis. So perhaps the Kedushin is also an ongoing kind of event. Every moment, once again, another Kedushin takes place. Rav Chaim said that to him, to this Balabas, listen, whenever you present a Hakira, there has to be a Nafkamina. So are you asking that there are two Tzadim? Yes, he said, I think there are two Tzadim. So Rav Chaim said, which one do you think, which of the two tzadim do you think is correct? He said, it seems to me that, and of course it sounds like homiletics, but obviously Kedushin is something, marriage, that one should constantly be undergoing renewal. There should always be hischatrus in every marriage. So it's an ongoing kind of event. So Rav Chaim said, oh, Ebazed, the nafkamin is pushing. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov. Every second you have to say mazel tov. So that's an nafkamina regarding this chakira, as far as this question is concerned. But going back to the basic issue, namely, Abdullah would seem to be also in the gender, as I said, no different than Mashiv Ruach. Mashiv Ruach, we can't be misaki in the Shomei Tefillah, and yet Abdullah, we are misaki in the Shomei Tefillah, according to that Nusach in the Kesef Mishnah, quoted by some Rishonim. So what's the distinction? Okay, so we'll just begin the discussion. I'm not going to go on overnight. They told me I was over at Baal Tosef yesterday. I don't think there's any Baal Tosef regarding Talmud Torah, but kind of people have other obligations. But as I indicated, you simply vote with your legs, or you simply use your whatever equipment you have in front of you, and that takes care of the problem. But there is a very beautiful Arsameach, and this Arsameach, I just want to share it with you. It's not going to complete the issue tonight. I'll just leave with you with the Ur Sameach, and then we'll continue, yes Hashem, hopefully tomorrow night. And as I said, this looks like it's going to take me a while. So the Ur Sameach has the following explanation. Why is it that you can't be mashin, mashin baruch, and shomer tefillah? I want to read you his lashon, his language. The Ur Sameach writes, Tov lo hiske gvuras kishom betchias ha-meisim machzir noso. If you don't say mashin baruch in the bracha, in the proper place, so then you have to go back. All the poskim bring down the mashiv ruach. Ain't only b'shomer tefillah. You cannot include it in the middle of shemoneh esrei. If you forget mashiv ruach, so it has to be in the proper place. Otherwise, it cannot be included. And he called to Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Kal b'chomer lahaskara shehi me'revach." And kal b'chomer for the ori to something which is praise, which is shevach, not bakosha. That obviously such an item does not belong in Shomer Tefillah. The Taima de Talmudin Nireh. What's the explanation for this? Says the Ur Sameach, Amei Simcha. The Davke Betalma Motar, Shekol Hani Heima She'elos Vakoshes Me'abari Yisbarach. What is Talma Motar? We're asking Hashem for Tal, for Motar, for rain. Bechilo Shal Talma Motar, Lo Kil Kalashar. Let's say a person does not mention Talma Motar in the Bracha that he's supposed to mention it in. So you have not negated or repudiated or undermined in any way the Shemoneh Esrei. Or that bracha, Rak Mashachosilo Hasha'ela, that particular request, you didn't include, you didn't insert Ulukach Maskir Shomei Tefillah, and therefore you have to mention it, Shomei Tefillah. That's the request, among the many requests that are, that Chazal inserted into Shemoneh Esrei, they're concretized in Shemoneh Esrei. So you basically, the bracha is apparently intact, but that She'ela, that Bakosha is missing, so include it in Shomei Tefillah. Abo Gruos Kishomim. But when it comes to the Shevach, Hamashi Baruch Hamorin HaGeshem, that praise of Hashem for giving us rain, Emeno Maski Mashi Chivu Chachamim, Hu Kipoches Mishivchei HaBorei Yisbarach. Wow. If you miss that insertion, that Shevach, Hamashi Baruch, you are, in effect, diminishing the Shvachim, the praises that one should give to Hashem. One is engaged in a diminution of the praises one gives to Hashem. I'll just give you a mashal. He doesn't mention this over here. Mashal about Dava Domer. The Rambam has in Moreh Nevuchim a famous chapter. An Ta'arim Shliliyim. Hashem cannot be described in positive terms. The Gemara has twice in Shas. The Gemara has in Megillah. The Gemara has in Brachas of different great Tamnei Chachamim, Tanoim, Amoraim. They started describing Hashem. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Hanora. Adir, and after they finished, the response was, "See, I'm tinu l'shvach the mardikul me'aba." What, you finish? That's it. It's over. So the Rambam derives from those two Gemaras, Hashem cannot be described in positive terminology, because any positive description of Hashem would be a diminution. That needs a lot of discussion. But this reminds me of that. This statement of the Rasam that reminded me of that idea that since Mashiach Baruch is one of the praises that Chazal instituted and inserted into the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, by not mentioning it, that's a diminution of the shvachim that Chazal permitted us to engage in. And he quotes the Gemara, the part of this Gemara that I just mentioned to you, Alam Megillah and Brachas, doesn't quote the Gemara Megillah, but it's the same idea. And he said, the Shivchei HaBari Yisbrach, says the Ramei HaSimcha, Mitzat Pu'ulosa, and Cheker Ben Shir. There's no end. Literally, the shvachim that Hashem Yisbrach is worthy of are infinite. Rak anshik nesadola tiknu lahaskir mashem musad b'chush. So what did they include? They included that which we can feel with our senses. V'chimosiv v'mashon aron b'muchash alkei nosin gul b'erech b'shvachar yisbarach. V'chimaskir shivchi aborei b'lo mashem aruech harei hu kemekatzer b'shevach aborei y'mashem musad b'chush l'choroe. Shomin mashem aruech, winds and the rains are so fundamental, are so basic, that if Chas V'Sholom, a person deletes that, in that bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, literally, one has impacted, one has jarred Kaviyochol. One has, in effect, in a way, negated the shvachim, the praises that are due to Hashem Yisbarach. Being Cain, what is it comparable to, says Amei HaSimcha? L'melech she'esh lo elef alofim din meizor, a king who is a multi-billionaire, and he has thousands of gold bullion, and what do you say about him? He has silver bullion, not gold bullion. So why do I have to go back to Mashiach Ruach? You were mekalkel the bracha. You somehow negated the bracha. The bracha has been jarred, has been impacted. The bracha has been jarred from its moorings by the virtue of the fact that you did not include, you didn't insert Mashiach Baruch. So now you're going to go ahead and try to, the way Rav Soloveitchik would say, Aran Shtupin in Shomei HaTfilah. You're going to try to insert it in Shomei HaTfilah. Says the Rav Simcha, Bizeh Muskol Yashcha. To him, this is a Svar Yeshara, Dvarim Shut. Anyway, we see, we'll just summarize the Rav Simcha Yashameach, that even if it was possible, that one can go ahead and take Mashiach Baruch and somehow, by virtue of the fact that I omitted it in the proper place and now inserted in Shomei HaTfilah, similar to Abdullah, you would not at all correct that grave omission by including it in Shomei HaTfilah, because the kilkel that you generated, that you engendered, that's how he described it, as a kilkel, as some terrible omission that is a diminution of the Shruchim of Hashem Yisbarach and the Baruch of Mechayim Esim. And that seems to be the Rambam Shita as well, that for that reason it can be mashir, mashir b'vecha, tremet tefila, even though there's one girsa that atuch and antono, it's possible if you miss the Abdullah, Matzah Shabbos, and Hanin Adas, that could be mushlam and tremet tefila. Tomorrow we will continue this discussion, very fascinating discussion, and there's a lot to say about this topic, and there are other supplementary topics that are relevant that will shed light, Mitzvah Hashem, on this issue as well.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.